The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
You might have seen in the newspapers over the last 2 to 3 days some just very unsettling reports that in Wexford, a group of up to 200 women have been drawn into a possible sextortion case where they found their names and possibly their images held by a faceless Snapchat social media account with somebody, an anonymous person, claiming to hold their explicit and personal images and releasing them then if they don't pay money, essentially a bribery case, an extortion case. It's very hard to get details on it, but it has been in a number of newspapers. And we're going to go now to Wexford to try and get some local information and update on where things are at. There's a councillor there, Tom Forties, with Sinn Féin in the Wexford area. Welcome to the Hard Shoulder, Tom.
Good evening, Emmett. How are you?
I'm very well, but this story, we decided a few days ago maybe we wouldn't actually cover because it was very unclear what was happening, and it's still a little bit unclear. But at the same time, it does shine a light on social media, how they can be used and weaponized by people with very, very bad intentions. What can you tell us of what you've heard from your perspective so far?
Yes, Emmett, well, I first became aware of this issue when a close friend had informed me a number of weeks ago that there was a screen recorded video relating to a Snapchat account circulating on social media. And on this video, as you had said, there's a list of folders and the names of approximately 200 women with the claim that this account, this faceless account, hold people's personal images and images of an intimate nature. I suppose the motive for this account holding these images isn't entirely clear at the moment, but it is certainly for a sinister use of some kind.
And Tom, did you sorry to interrupt you, do you know any of these women? Are they all from the same area? Like, is there any way to know what area they're from, or is it just literally raw names? Or what?
Yeah, it seems to be that it is a southeast based list, and with many of them connected to the Wexford area. I would know personally some of the women on the list, and I have spoken to some of them about it as well. Some of the people off the list had actually approached me in relation to it. But like I said, the motive isn't entirely clear. I have had some reports of the account asking people for photos of someone else in exchange for other photos. But I was very surprised by it all. And look, I know it is very distressing for any person, any woman to see their name appear on such a list like that.
And Tom, at this stage, have actual images been released, or is it the names only so far, or is it a mixture of the two from what you are aware?
It is a mixture of the two, and like I said, like the Gardaí are actively investigating it, and they have confirmed that there are many images and images of an intimate and a personal nature on this account.
And Tom, again, and thanks for, you know, you've given us information that's been hard to pin down from other sources. So in terms of the age of the women involved, I mean, there's probably a spread of different ages there, but do you have any idea what age these women are, or how young some of them are, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, there is a good a spread of ages there, women in their early 20s and right up to the age of 40 as well. But surprisingly as well, some of the ages of these women are young women underage, and again, that's very worrying. I'm led to believe as well that when some of these images were taken, that these women were also underage as well. So, like, it is being treated very seriously, and it is a serious crime. So I suppose I'd advise anybody whose name is listed on this account, if they are aware of it, firstly, not to engage with this faceless account, to make sure that they do report it and talk to the local Gardaí, and again, just be careful of what you do share.
Yeah, I mean, we always try to go back to the source of this. You know, one would ask what Snapchat, the company, are doing to purge these images from their own platform. Obviously, that's not something you can control. But, I mean, you know, it tends to go immediately to the perpetrator, which is understandable, of course. But again, I would argue that the platform in question would have a duty of care as well to make sure images like this are excised immediately. Maybe they're doing that. We haven't got Snapchat on to defend their position. But it does highlight, Tom, I suppose, just how social media can be used nefariously in a very dark way. And I mean, that message is always something that's worth getting out there, isn't it?
It is indeed. And look, I suppose I just like to say as well that no woman here should feel that she has done anything wrong. If her name is on that list, they simply haven't. Like, we're all entitled to privacy in a relationship and for respect when it comes to levels of intimacy in our private lives as well. And like a lot of these women that I have spoke to, they're very upset, they're worried, and they're distressed. And I suppose when we're coming out of a period, a difficult couple of years with COVID as well, and other life pressures. I've heard some of your programme today. You'd be talking about the housing crisis and the cost of living crisis. And I think people's anxiety levels and general issues surrounding mental health is raised and heightened, really.
And Tom, when you spoke to the girls and the women in question, I mean, did any of them have any sense of where this might have started or who the person behind it might be? Or were they as just in the dark as you were? Or did any of them have any hunches about where these images may have originated from, who may have took them, how they got did they have anything, any extra information that might be helpful in a Garda investigation?
No, it seems to be a combination of some images that may have been downloaded from social media apps and other ones that were shared in an intimate way. But again, look, that's in the hands of the Gardaí now. And I just like to praise the local Gardaí as well for their work here on this. They are working hard on the issue. But as you said, it is a difficult one. I just hope that they do have the resources needed at their disposal now to draw this to an end to get those photos back and to have a conviction possibly after this as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to, unfortunately, just to the nature of these things, go on a while. Even if someone was arrested tomorrow morning, you know, it wouldn't be over just yet. But you've got to stop it somewhere. And as I said, I think the platform also have a responsibility. Maybe the victims of this can liaise and engage with the platform in some way so that they get taken down in the meantime, one way or the other. It's a definite case of awful extortion using social media as the centrepiece for it. But thank you very much for updating us. Sinn Féin councillor in Wexford, Tom Ford, who has been talking to some of the victims of that Snapchat scandal. Really, truly terrifying. Not the first time, of course, it's happened and probably won't be the last, but I think more can be done.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.